Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. This is the fifth Sunday of Lent. 1 week from today, we will enter Holy Week as we come together to celebrate Palm Sunday, as we begin the most extravagant and solemn week in our common worship life. So on this Sunday, as we prepare for the days ahead, we are provided with an example, the example of Mary of Bethany, to guide us in our approach to worship through the remainder of Lent, and to inspire us as we prepare for the rich worship offerings of Holy Week. Today's gospel lesson tells us that this scene, Mary's anointing of Jesus, occurred 6 days before the Passover, which, according to John's gospel, would place this event exactly 1 week before the crucifixion. On the day following Mary's anointing, according to John's account, Jesus will travel the 2 miles from Bethany and enter Jerusalem in the triumphal procession that we will remember as we begin next week's Palm Sunday services as we gather in the parish hall. A procession that will set in motion the quick series of events that led to Jesus' arrest, trial, and crucifixion. Thus, in this week's lesson, we find Jesus on the eve of his entrance into Jerusalem, where he will spend the final week of his earthly ministry on his way to the cross. As he prepared for his own death, he returned to the home of Lazarus, the friend whom Jesus had raised from the dead. And the one who would soon die sat table with his friend whom had died but was dead no more. Death and its upheaval were very present at this table. And so these friends are gathered at the table together with great trials before them. Martha serves, Lazarus eats, and Mary worships. And in the midst of that service, that table fellowship and worship that surround Jesus on this day, we also have the cynical attempt of Judas to offer a deceptive critique of this lavish episode. Judas, with ulterior motives, can be heard as saying something along the lines of, "Don't we have better things that we could be doing with our time and resources? Isn't this lavishness, this extravagance, wasteful?" But with the fragrance of Mary's act of worship filling the house, Jesus denies Judas's objection. "Leave her alone," he says. For Mary is pouring out her affection, her lavish gift of perfume, in anticipation of Jesus's death and burial. She is caring for Jesus as he approaches his time of betrayal, trial, crucifixion, and death. She is placing her life, her time, her resources in his service and showering him with reverence and affection. In this moment, Mary is worshiping Jesus with an extravagant act of love and devotion. And as we prepare to enter Holy Week, our own time of remembering the fateful journey that Jesus had before him in today's gospel lesson, Mary offers us a model of discipleship as we seek to honor and worship our Savior and mark and celebrate the momentous acts of salvation that occurred in Jerusalem almost 2,000 years ago. Thankfully, Holy Week provides us with many opportunities to be like Mary, to be lavish, to be extravagant, to be unreserved in our worship and devotion to Jesus Christ. Now, Mary did not have the resources to make such an extravagant offering of worship to Jesus every day or every week or every month. If Judas's assessment of the cost of this perfume is correct, 300 denarii, then this could have amounted to a year's wages. This was not a gift that she could make on a regular basis. And for many of us in this time and age, in this day, our most precious resource is our time. And so I want to invite each of you, I want to encourage each of you to devote that most precious resource, your time, to the worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this coming Holy Week. If you haven't already done so, look at your calendar today and look at that schedule that's in the bulletin and plan ahead so that you might have the opportunity to pour out the precious oil of your time in extravagance next week. Though it might be impractical to offer our time in such abundance every week, let us see Mary as an icon for our discipleship as we approach Holy Week. And let us devote ourselves to lavish worship as we journey through Holy Week together. Next Sunday, let us pour forth the precious oil of our lives together as we gather in the parish hall for Palm Sunday, where we will begin by shouting hosannas as we recall Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and then we will find ourselves crying together, "Crucify Him," with the crowd as we read the Passion Gospel. On Monday and Wednesday evenings of Holy Week, let us continue to pour forth the oil of our lives as we have the opportunity to gather for simple services of Eucharist in this space as we prepare to recall together the hour in which the Son of Man was glorified. On Tuesday evening, let the perfume of our time flow as we gather together for the Tenebrae service, when we will meditate on Scripture telling the story of Holy Week as candles are extinguished until we find ourselves in near darkness. And on Thursday evening, let our extravagance continue as we see how Mary's act of service and devotion in anointing Jesus' feet foreshadowed Jesus' own act of service as he washed his disciples' feet as they prepared for their final time of table fellowship, their last supper before Jesus' arrest. And then let us respond to Jesus' call to wait with him for just 1 hour in the garden by spending time in prayer with him at the altar of repose in the Lady Chapel following the Maundy Thursday service. And then on Good Friday, we have the opportunity to return to the church again for the Stations of the Cross at noon, and then again on Friday evening in solemn commemoration of the momentous acts of that day, as we hear the Passion Gospel once more, as we pray ancient prayers of the church, we kneel in adoration of the procession of the cross, and then depart in silence as we recall those dark hours when our crucified Lord's earthly life had ended and the world was left waiting. And finally, like Mary, we will be lavish in our worship and devotion of our Lord and Savior as we gather together on Saturday evening for the great vigil of Easter, the pinnacle of our common worship life together. where we will welcome a little child into our midst through the sacrament of holy baptism, and our worship and our praise will pour forth in abundance. And not unlike that house in Bethany 2,000 years ago, the fragrance of our lavish worship will fill this church. So as we prepare to embark on the journey of Holy Week, let us follow in Mary's footsteps. Let us be lavish in our time. Let us be extravagant in our worship. Let us be abundant in our devotion. And when we do, the fragrance will not only fill this church, it will fill our lives. And the fragrance of our worship will become the very fragrance of Christ to the world.